A year after Anmore officially became a village, the inaugural municipal officers and council moved into the former homestead of Margaret, Ma, Murray, an iconic newspaper publisher. But 24 years later, with the century-old house almost falling down, Mayor John McEwen said, staff in 2012 temporarily relocated to trailers to conduct municipal business. Yesterday, January 7, the village hosted a party to mark the opening of its first purpose-built structure, a 16,000-square-featuring community hub on the same site as Murray's homestead. It's been really exciting, the mayor told the Tri-City News during a tour today, January 8. The response has been really positive and we've had a lot of interest in the building. Coming in on time and on budget at $8.5 million, the Anmore Community Hub still has about $400,000 worth of additions before it's fully complete, hopefully this year, he said. A divider to separate the community hall is outstanding as are formal spaces for archives, and a servery downstairs to link with future activities at Spirit Park needs to be finished. But, otherwise, the hub at 2697 Sunnyside Road is operational and open for village business. Interest in the new digs was high on Sunday with Tri-City politicians and nearly 400 visitors taking a peek. Among those out included MPs Bonita Zarillo, Port Moody Coquitlam, and Ron McKinnon, Coquitlam Port Coquitlam, Port Moody Coquitlam MLA Rick Glumick, Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart, Belcarra Mayor Jamie Ross, and Anmore councillors. For the latter, their names, as well as a photo of them at the groundbreaking in 2022, are prominently displayed on a plaque in the lobby. There's also a watercolor painting of the Murray Homestead, a 1920s subdivision plan and photos of councils dating back to 1987. And, on the first level, there's a space commemorating Murray that includes portions of her wood wall paneling from the living, dining room of her homestead, used from 1917 to 1934. Located across from the fire hall, which is run by the Sossamat Fire Department, the Anmore Hub also has an emergency operations center in case of fire, flood or other natural disaster. The modern space, which includes power efficiencies and electric vehicle charging stations, also comes with room to lease out an area for a cafe, bakery, at the southwestern corner. McEwen said tying in the updated park will be key to collating the pieces for the 5 acres. Last May, the federal government chipped in $375,000 or 75% to improve the park. That grant came a year after the feds and province of BC oaked $2.5 million to build the hub through the Investing in Infrastructure program, plus another $125,000 from the province. McEwen said besides the hub tweaks and area upgrades, the village will now look at how to manage the public facility. At Sunday's open house, many attendees commented on renting out the hall for yoga and fitness classes, church gatherings, weddings and kids' parties. That room has a projector and sound system, and council meetings can be live-streamed. It's a work in progress, McEwen said, but we're looking forward to the hub's potential.